This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. Senate Taxation has been called to order. Would ask everyone.
Transportation, not taxation.
Did I say taxation? Without.
That's enough for me.
That's it. Without equal representation.
Like, yeah, we can roll with that too. With,
sorry about that. I was reading a bill beforehand. So anyway.
Yeah, let's mess with their stuff.
Yeah, let's do it. Would ask everybody to shut your cell phones off as a courtesy to everybody. Everybody that's going to testify, if you'll sign in legibly. And with that, we'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senators Monroe.
Here.
Russell. Soholt.
Here.
Solano.
Here.
Foster is excused. Blair.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
There is a quorum.
We do have quorum. At this time, I'd... Motion to Senator Solano has moved to approve the minutes, seconded by Senator Blair. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
They stand approved. And we've got a couple pages here. If you'll come up to the mic, hit the little button and make it green and tell us about yourself and some of your dreams and aspirations.
Hi, everybody. My name is Claire Rydberg. I'm a junior here in Pierre at TF Riggs, and I'm the South Dakota Teenage Republican chairwoman. And I'd like to go into political science.
Yeah. You want to go? Hopefully you'll do that when I am long gone, but anyway.
Hi, I am Matthias Olson, and I am homeschooled, a senior, and I intend to go into architecture sometime.
Cool. Thank you very much. All right. All questions will go through the chair. And for the folks on the internet, we are waiting for our prime sponsor to get over. As it has happened, the sponsor that was going to pitch the bill fell, and we think that she broke her leg. So... It's slippery where you're at, slippery where we're at, and we'll just kind of put ourselves on hover here for a second. Okay. All right, we're going to come back to order. And for our internet listeners, this time of the year can be a little difficult holding quorums as everybody's running around the Capitol. And so at this time, we're going to have Senator Solano pitch concurrent resolution recognizing and Know Before You Fly campaign as an official source of safety education for operators of unmanned aircraft systems and instructing the Department of Safety to educate the public about the campaign. And this is SCR 13, Senator Solano.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Senator Alan Solano, District 32, Rapid City. The concurrent resolution that you have before you has to do with the unmanned aircraft, or what you would hear referred to as UAS, or unmanned aircraft systems, or drones, as they're often called. As I think most of us know, they're increasingly available online and on store shelves. And the prospective operators, from consumers to businesses, they want to fly these unmanned vehicles and do it safely, but many do not realize just because you can easily acquire a UAS doesn't mean you can fly anywhere or for any purpose. The Know Before You Fly campaign is it's an educational campaign that provides prospective users with the information and guidance they need to fly safely and responsibly. Know Before You Fly was founded by the two leading organizations with a stake in UAS safety. Those are the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International and the Academy of Model Aeronautics. The campaign is conducted in partnership with the Federal Aviation Administration. the federal agency charged with keeping the U.S. national airspace safe. You should know that the FAA has conducted final rules for small unmanned aircraft. Those went into effect August 29, 2016. As for the resolution itself, pretty self-explanatory. I'll just hit on the now therefore be it resolved that the Senate of the 94 legislature, House of Representatives concurring, recognizes and supports the Know Before You Fly campaign as an official source of safety education for prospective operators, and that we further resolve that the Department of Safety is instructed to educate the public about the Know Before You Fly campaign and its website. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Senator Slottle. Sorry, folks. Get back to my mind. Well, we won't have. Is there any opponent testimony for SCR 13? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony and we'll move on then to committee questions. Seeing no committee questions.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Soholt.
I would move due pass on Senate Concurrent Resolution 13.
Yes, second.
Senator Soholt has moved due pass on SCR 13, seconded by Senator Blair. Any comments, Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I really appreciate the good senator's comprehensive overview of the concurrent resolution, and I think this is a great idea. I think the only question might be over time is if the Department of Public Safety is instructed to educate the public, what does that exactly mean and entail? But there aren't specific directions, so, you know, we're not requesting a really expensive campaign, maybe just how they start to put things on their website or whatever, but I think it's a good idea.
Any other comments? Seeing no other comments. Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I would reiterate, I think that there's some easy things that will be able to be done initially in terms of creating the links on the website and providing that information out to the public. And then I think probably we'll take it from there as these continue to gain more popularity.
Thank you, Senator. All right, then, Madam Secretary, we have before us SCR 13. A due pass motion. And would you call the roll?
Senators Monroe.
Aye.
Russell's excused. Soholt.
Here. Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Foster's excused. Blair.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
We have a unanimous vote on this.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move consent.
Second.
Senator Solano has moved consent. Senator Murrell has seconded. All those in favor of putting this on the consent calendar, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And it's going down on the consent calendar. All righty. Well, this is most likely our last meeting, and we have something always very important to do, and that is actually the ones that make us look very good. And with that, our committee has come up with some little gifts for you guys, and just want to say you keep us on track. You keep me out of a whole lot of trouble, which is always really appreciated. And I think I've had you now in the committee for 7 years. Is that correct? We've been together for a very long time.
It's been five for me.
Five for you?
Yep.
Okay.
It didn't seem much longer because
we've
just been having so much fun.
So much fun. That's maybe where 7 years come in. With that, I think I'll just stay quiet. And does anybody else have some closing remarks?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I just to echo your remarks that it's helpful for us when we come to Pierre and we're trying to sort through kind of what can be busy committee hearings and having our LRC staff and our committee secretary that can help kind of keep us on track, and that's greatly appreciated, I know, for myself and the committee members. So thank you both very much.
Seeing no further comments, I guess I would. We will not be having another meeting. There's nothing in our docket. I know. Come on, guys. No crying. Just, you know, Senator Sohold.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to thank you for your fine leadership and management of our bill docket and fair and, you know, just really professional way that you conduct the meetings and how you, any of our hearings that we've had, you are very fair and principled in how both sides are heard, and just really appreciate all the work that you've done to guide us to this day.
All right. Thank you, Senator. With that, it's always been a joy to serve in this. I've been on this now for 7 years. 8 will be next year, and I've always enjoyed transportation very much. With that, if I can have, I know this is heartbreaking, but if we can have one last motion to adjourn. Senator Monroe has moved to adjourn.
Second.
Senator Soholt has seconded that. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are now adjourned.